Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Heading towards a weekend. If you're out and about, we're in Midtown, man. It's raining like cats and dogs out there. Be careful. Yeah.
Animals walking two by two down Peachtree Street, but my lawn needs it.
Well,
I've never thought I'd be that guy.
No, it's true.
How's your lawn looking?
The heat is, you know, again, man, it always affects it because you can water all you want. But at the end of the day, this is the kind of rain that helps, right?
Yes.
So I'm with you. But it's okay. It's not in its best shape, Mike.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Is it still zoysia? Still zoysia?
No, I'm not zoysia anymore because the soil, man, we just had a neighbor that just redid their entire front area. It looks great, by the way, but they just did the zoysia, and they had zoysia, but it had died in spots, and once it dies, it's hard to get it back.
Orin, did you ever believe that I'd be having a conversation like this with Carl some 10 years ago?
No, absolutely not.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, Carl, ever since I trimmed back the crepe myrtles, I've noticed it's casting shade now in a new spot, which unfortunately,
get mad again, Mike.
It's messing up what I've got with my Bermuda. But anyway,
so it's shading some
correct,
of
it. Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Again, guys, it's the Garden Corner with Dukes. By the way,
we should do that.
Marketing opportunity for the guys on sales. Down on it. Now, granted, I can hear the sounds of radio switching off all over Atlanta. But anyway, hopefully, if you need rain, you're getting some rain, brother.
Look, man, I like listening to those shows because I learned stuff. For years, I had guys, I used to work on news stations early in my career, and they always had garden shows and stuff like that. And I'd be that guy going, hey, so what am I supposed to do? And, you know, you get the advice.
It's so funny. I would turn to the guys in my neighborhood. There are a lot of old Delta pilots or FAA guys, because I'm south of the airport where I live in Coweta. But it was funny because I'd ask these guys for advice, and now there's younger people have moved into the cul-de-sac. I'm like, well, I got to be honest with you, probably too much shade right there for what you're doing there. You're going to probably want to get some zoysia in there. So now it's who am I?
Well,
what's happened?
I'll tell you this, now that you got me down this road. So our neighbors, they moved in. The guy that lived next door to us was there for many, many years, and his wife passed away. And so he moved in with his kids. They live here. And the folks that bought the house, they had three small kids, three small kids at the time. And they were like, hey, what about this backyard thing? Can we, you know, do you think we can plant grass back there? And I literally was like, no, you won't get any sun. It won't grow because of all the trees. Right. It's literally a natural area. That's why Bob, the old owner, never did anything. And they didn't take my advice.
Oh,
so they
saved them some money.
Well, too late. So they spent all this money, and they had these folks come in. And I remember coming home one day, and Michelle was like, you're not going to believe this. And I was like, what? They're trying to put in grass next door. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I go out back.
The big flatbed comes in with the sod.
They had guys, you know, doing all the stuff, man. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you just wasted 10 grand because it's not going to grow. And Mike, it's not grown. They did it. They tried to water it. And I was like, yes, it's not that. It's the sun. And lo and behold, like 6 weeks later, it was all dead. And they were like, and I said, I told you not to do this.
Well, how do two radio hosts, the number one show, by the way, in Afternoon Drive, segue from this to sports easily? The folks at Mercedes-Benz, I need your grass. Whatever you're doing, I said it at the end of the show yesterday when we cleared our throats. They got perfect grass from Mercedes-Benz. Wow. How big? Well, a soccer field worth.
What are they doing with this grass?
If I was Arthur Blank, sell it, because they're going to sell the grass from MetLife, I thought, right?
Oh, yes, they are.
So, I mean, if Arthur Blank and look, the minions over there at AMB Group, and look, you got to sell this stuff. And I'm telling you, I'll show up on Northside with a pickup truck, and I'll take all I can carry. I want your grass, man. That grass looked great. No, I wish we had that for the Falcons. I wish NFL owners were. I mean, Arthur, unfortunately, is part of the ownership group. It's cost prohibitive in their mind. But, man, wouldn't you rather – what's you're going to spend $2 million, whatever it is, on grass over the course of the year, or miss a season for a guy you're paying $25 million not to play?
That's true.
Because he blows out a knee, heaven forbid.
No, look, I understand. Here's the reason why, for those of you, and this has been told to us by folks who work there. You have too many events in the stadium for you to pull the grass out, put it down, put it in.
Concerts.
All the events, okay? And I think we take that for granted. But just go look at, like, Live Nation and see all the shows that are coming right. And all the stuff that happens down there. So,
not to mention stuff you don't even know about. Like, corporate events.
That's right.
Carl and I have been down there before. It's like, what's that? It's like, oh, so-and-so rented the building out. So there you go. That's why we can't have grass. But no. I want your grass.
No, I love it. I would love to
Mercedes,
as well.
Give us your grass.
But it gives you this whole sense, this false sense of like, oh, they could do that. You guys have no idea what it took to grow that grass and then bring it in and keep it looking as healthy as they did, right. Because again, the roof was not open, guys. That's not how they kept that grass as green
no,
as it
they
was.
Had lamps and everything. There's a whole thing on that. I mean, anyway, so there you go. So that's how we segued from Carl Zoysia in the back. And by the way, old days when Coach Dooley was still with us, I still laughed at that day. When he heard us talking about that, as he was on hold. He goes, Carl, I've got to believe it's a little too warm to be planting Zoysia this time of the summer.
He had a green thumb, man. He loved gardening. And look, it's one of my things. I like being out in the yard. But the fact is, Mike, I put that whole yard in.
Right.
And then what I didn't do, and I'm telling you guys this, you want more suggestions? Test your soil, man. Because if you don't, you're like, oh, that'll grow. And then you'll have Bermuda, Zoysia, all right, and tall fescue all in the same yard. You'll be like, I don't understand. It's growing there. It's not growing there. That's what it was about.
That's what I got. I call it the Franken yard. 8 different types of grass, including crabgrass.
But it's green. But it's green.
Thank you.
But it's green. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
All right.
All right, Bill. You want to do a little NFL?
Well, we will, but I want you to hear what Dabo said.
Oh, that's right. We got Dabo audio from ACC.
Well, I just want you to here's where I'm at with this. I'm not saying Dabo's cocky. You have to be to have the level of success that he is. But I also think, Mike, you got to kind of give in a little bit to where this has been with Clemson. And with ACC Media Days going on, and we'll let you hear a little bit of Brent Key coming up at 4 o'clock. Also, Belichick spoke today.
Or did he?
Barely.
More than 3 syllables?
Well, barely. We'll let you hear what he had to say about where North Carolina is next week's SEC Media Days. But Dabo, he said his legacy is already set, and it doesn't matter basically what happens moving forward. That's what he said yesterday.
What if I'm a Clemson booster?
Well,
I'm more than just Ipte. I don't pay just 10. I mean, I'm paying some big money. I don't want to hear that.
I don't either. But here's what he talked about when he said we struggled last year. And you know, he was asked about what happened to Clemson.
There really were. We lost 3 games by 11 points. We lost 2 games on the last play of the game. You know, we're 151-7 all the way back to 2010 when we lead in the fourth quarter. 2 of those 7 were last year. So we didn't finish in the fourth quarter. We lead the nation. We're number one, 138 schools. We're number one all the way back 15 years in one score games. We're one, and then it's either Georgia or Ohio State's 2 and 3. So we've won close games. I've had some 12-0 teams that were 4 plays from being 8-4.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify.
RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All right, and so we didn't win the close games. We didn't finish in the fourth quarter. We didn't run the ball effectively. We played the worst pass defense in my coaching career. So that's my fault.
Okay, but don't make excuses. That's the game. He's not lying about those plays, one or two plays, and maybe you lose three games.
Right.
But just say, hey, man, we lost those games, and we're going to be better. And it's almost, Mike, as if, and he's been doing this, and we love Dabo, trying to justify the losses, trying to justify why the program has taken a step back. And sometimes it's just, you know what, you know internally why, but keep it moving. And I think when you do that, you make people go, well, boy, I don't know. He's not done, though. Here's Dabo talking about fixing the football stuff this year.
You get what you earn. It's not what you, not what people predict. If it was about what people said, what they predicted, we'd win the league last year, we go to the national championship. All right? That's what I tell these guys. And this year, ain't none of y'all going to pick us. Ain't none of y'all going to say anything good about us. It would, you know, I've been dead. I'm gone. I think I'm still here. All right. But it's not about that either. It never has been. If it was about what people predicted, I'd have been gone a long time ago. All right. It's about what you do. That's what it's about. And, you know, we didn't do the football stuff well enough last year.
You know, I went back and looked at it, the national championship years. He had 4 losses in 4 years, including a perfect season. He's lost 17 games his last 4 years.
And that's the problem. That's not a small slip. It's not.
And, like, he is it's funny, when they played in the Gator Bowl, I told you, I met some of the family, his mom and his brother down there. They're great people. But it's like, and it's almost like you're better off not going down this road. And just say, you know, and if you get, like, if you get some Weisenheimer, like, freshman from the school newspaper ask you a question, you can just, like, ignore it. Go, really, son? Look at my resume, please. And but he does get in where he takes it personal.
He does.
And he just, it's almost like you're spinning your wheels. Look, you've had a historic run. You're the greatest coach in the history of the program.
Yep.
You know, but you got to get the mojo back. And how are you doing, coach? That's what I'm saying. We're working and we're exploring different avenues to do some things we haven't done. Something other than that, you know, because we all saw the 6 losses last year, coach,
and it was ugly.
Yeah,
it really was.
What's this guy's name?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, I've listened to enough of you.
That's another thing. Don't do the coaches show, call in show anymore. Yeah. I mean,
the coaches shows are fun when things are going well and a disaster when they're not.
Yeah, but you know what? You are the
face
voice.
The music,
that's right. You're the voice of the program. And when it's not going bad, it's your obligation. You're only getting paid, Dabo, $12, $15 million to answer those questions from the fan base.
Right.
So those are the things. Like, I wish and I hope them the best. But, Mike, the way he takes this on and, like, I'm already dead. You guys aren't going to – you're not vote for me. Calm down, bro.
Yeah, and that's – you know, he does kind of get himself all wrapped, you know, wound up and all that. We're going to play some audio. Brent Key had some stuff. Now, it was a – I think it was a calculated statement. You'll hear that coming up at the 4 o'clock hour as part of our dog report and talking tech. But what do you think of James Franklin yesterday?
I want you to hear one thing, talking about winning the offseason. And we've said this time and time again on this show. Winning the offseason means diddly squat, okay? It just doesn't. It's about what you do in the season. So here's Franklin talking about that yesterday. This is one of his comments.
We've been sprinting really since we arrived in Blacksburg, and I think I would describe it as I think we have won the offseason. We've had a great offseason in terms of implementing our standards and our expectations and our culture. But we've been able to hit the ground running. We are bigger. We are stronger. We are faster.
than we have been. There's no doubt about that. And I think our depth is in a position to be able to compete. So from an expectation, from a standards, from a culture standpoint, I think we're in a really good place. Again, we feel like we have won the offseason.
Hokie fans, hokie, 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 hi. Let's go VPI. Get used to that.
Again, we feel like we have won the offseason.
It doesn't mean anything, James.
Yeah, and look, I think there's reason to be excited because he's the best coach they've had since Beamer left.
Now, I don't disagree, Mike. And Look, some people would say you got a raw deal at Penn State. Look, you come into the season, you're ranked to potentially go to a national championship. Quarterback gets hurt, you have things that happen, and he's done. And that's because the expectation was this is where we need to be, and he didn't achieve that.
Right.
But this whole thing, man, and the way it's so – our standards, our expectations, yeah. our
Again,
culture.
Again, we feel like we have won the offseason.
Again, I'd love to see what that trophy looks like.
Have you ever – and look, say what you want. Have you guys ever heard Kirby say that?
No.
Never. Never.
No.
Because it doesn't matter.
Look, Franklin, and this is I actually went to Vatech, one of the many schools I went to in the ACC. But I've got a lot of buddies up in Virginia. They got a reason to be excited because Fuente was terrible. Brent Pry was terrible. You know, they had coaches that had no. There's nothing there. Franklin is look. There's a ceiling with Franklin. You saw it at Penn State.
What is it? 10 games?
10. But I tell you what, when you're Virginia Tech and you've been living like they have, I mean, my God, you might as well be playing like Coldplay instead of Metallica when they come out. You know, no offense to Coldplay, but you know what I'm saying. You know, at this rate, Captain and Tennille. But you got a reason to be excited because he is going to be better. He does recruit well.
Yes.
He'll recruit the Mid-Atlantic, and he'll recruit nationally, and there's a reason to be excited. But it's just, you always feel like there's a ceiling. But I think most Hokie fans out there, well, they'll take Franklin's ceiling over what they've just had the last 8 years.
Okay, and that's the thing. The crazy thing is, though, does 10 wins get you into the playoff now?
I think, well, they expanded if they get to that
24,
which the ACC commissioner, Mike, everybody, the ACC is dead set on expanding that field, so those mediocre ACC teams can get in there.
The crazy thing is ACC champ gets in, and then, they're not getting four teams into this year's college. I don't believe that.
I mean, how does we got a lot to talk about, the strength of schedule and all that. A lot of schools are going to a 9-game conference schedule now like everybody else, so they're in that mix like the SEC.
All right. We'll get back to some NFL conversation, guys. Titans are going to induct him into their Ring of Honor, and rightfully so. I'm actually surprised it hadn't been happened before this. And we'll get to that, as well as what Drake May had to say about teammate A.J. Brown. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!